नमस्कार, स्वागत है आपका। हेलो, यू आर लिसनिंग टू news18.com's Daybreak।
In a surprising announcement, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has declared a day-long fast on April 12th to protest against the disruption of parliamentary proceedings by the opposition party. All BJP leaders will also join the fast in what is being seen as an attempt to turn the tables on the Congress, a day after it held a symbolic fast at Rajghat in New Delhi. Amit Shah to sit on the protest too. Read all the latest developments at news18.com. Activists threw shoes at the ground during the Chennai Super Kings and Kolkata Knight Riders IPL match as thousands of pro-Tamil activists hit the streets near Chennai's M.A. Chidambaram or Chepauk Stadium on Tuesday to call for a boycott of the IPL cricket match between the two teams. The activists alleged that the game was being organized to divert the attention of the raging Kaveri protest across the state. In a shocking incident, BJP-ruled Haryana's education department has stirred a controversy by asking students in private schools to furnish personal and family data, including religion, caste, bank account number, Aadhaar details, and if the parents are engaged in an unclean occupation. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg testified before a total of 44 senators on Tuesday in connection to the Cambridge Analytica data scandal. Each senator has been allotted 4 minutes each to ask questions and get answers on how Facebook handles user data and how Cambridge Analytica was able to influence Facebook users. The investigation that could be pivotal for his massive company is based on the accusations placed on the social media firm for misusing the data collected from its users in order to influence the US presidential election, which elected President Donald Trump. Kathua lawyers who had tried to stall crime branch from filing of charge sheet against the accused in the Kathua rape and murder case on Monday have been booked after an FIR was filed against them by the Jammu and Kashmir police. The drama with the saffron statue of B.R. Ambedkar in Uttar Pradesh's Unnao continues. Only now the statue in question has been painted blue. The statue, which had been vandalized the day after its unveiling, has now been painted blue under a BJP leader's orders. Was it done to appease allegedly broiling Dalit sentiment over the saffronization of B.R. Ambedkar? And why was the statue painted blue? Read the full report to find out. The Yogi Adityanath government is all set to withdraw rape and abduction charges against former Minister of State for Home, Swami Chinmayanand, who had been booked for repeatedly raping a girl who had been held captive in his ashram in Haridwar for years. The decision comes in the middle of controversy after rape allegations against a BJP MLA and subsequent custodial deaths of the victim's father after the incident. Read how a 10-year-old climbed a 50-foot gorge to alert the administration about his school bus crashing into it in Nurpur city of Himachal Pradesh's Kangra district yesterday. At least 30 people died in the tragic incident, including 23 children. In a victory for the LGBTQI community, the government has amended income tax rules that will allow transgender persons to be recognized as an independent category of applicants for obtaining a permanent account number or a PAN for their tax-related transactions. Watch all the proud athletes who made India proud this Commonwealth Games 2018. Full photo story on news18.com. Agree or disagree? Tainted Congress leaders Jagdish Taitler and Sajjan Kumar are of little value to Congress today, which appears to be in reinvention mode. In the wake of Taitler being asked to leave the stage during a recent Congress event for promoting communal harmony, it appears that to the top Congress leadership today, the veteran leaders are worth no more than scrap. It is strange that an industry like Bollywood is so obsessed with appearances, doesn't care that by supporting Salman Khan, they are appearing to be supporting a criminal. Read the full piece to decode the mystery behind Bollywood's unwavering support for macho mard Salman Khan. On Reel, when Dalit leader Pradeep Narwal joined student politics in JNU, he joined the ABVP. However, events unfolded that took him to his present designation of a left-leaning Dalit's right activist and a convener of the Bheem Army Defense Committee. What prompted the change? He explains in this episode of Uncommon People, Common Problems.
Thank you for joining in. Stay tuned for more.